Negotiations are continuing, but Daryl Johnson, who is a registered nurse and grievance officer of the Washington State Nurses Association, says one main sticking point is cuts the hospital is proposing to make to the nurses' own extended illness benefits, or EIT bank, which accrues over the years. He says in its place, Providence is prepared to use the state's new family and medical leave law to take up the slack.
Wherever that bar is set for health coverage or benefits, it's going to affect the entire community. It's not just going to affect 1,900 nurses. It's not going to affect the 1,200 UFCW members that are standing in solidarity with us. Holy Family starts negotiations here very, very soon. Deaconess doesn't even have a union. And with the Washington State Family Leave Act, a lot of the burden is going to be placed on the taxpayers.
Providence spokeswoman Susan Stacy, the chief nurse officer, says she can't comment directly on that claim, but says the sick leave package currently being offered is a fair one.
I think one of the things to remember is that our plan offers more income security for an illness or injury, regardless of how much someone may have in the traditional EIT bank. It's important to remember over half of our nurses have fewer than 100 hours of sick leave. And that's why we're offering an employer-paid short-term disability that provides income replacement support for up to 25 weeks.
The Nurses Union and Service and Maintenance Union members will be holding a vote Thursday and Friday to decide if they will go on strike. The Providence spokeswoman says there would be a 10-day period before any walkout begins to allow them time to put together a nursing staff of replacements. I'm Steve Jackson reporting.